It's Inside Track with the Lee County Speedway Car Show at the Hy-Vee in Keokuk, and we're with IMCA Modified driver Josh Foster. Josh, car looks really sharp. I like the orange and the black. It looks good. Everything looks like it all matches up well together. It's a good-looking car.
Yeah, it turned out really good. Tyler built a really good body for it, and we got it wrapped, and it looks really good. They all look good for a little while, though.
We'll start off right off the bat. Tell us, a lot of people might not know about this newfound relationship with Tyler Cale. Give us a rundown on that.
Oh, basically, he started kicking my butt at the end of the year last year, and we were kind of on the...
Well, nobody kicks your butt. They might get by once or twice, but nobody kicks Josh Foster's butt.
Well, he was pulling it off. I needed a new car, and we were going to get a brand new Skyrocket, and we ended up doing this deal. And I'll tell you what, I practiced it yesterday, and it's out of the box fast. It's really good.
Just talking to you guys up there at the Pitside Parts open house, I could feel a lot of excitement between the two of you. You guys were really looking forward to the season.
Oh yeah, we're definitely pumped. So I told him if we can finish 1 and 2 about every night, that'd be all right. I didn't really care.
What do you got planned this year as far as tracks you're going to run at?
We'll run Donaldson mainly, and then we're going to start off running that dirt tour. It's kind of one of those deals. You see how it goes. You never know if you can do them all. So we'll do that and maybe hit up Burlington a couple times too.
Tell you, I want to travel some of that dirt tour this year. I didn't make it to very many of them last year, but made up there that opener event, and it's a lot of fun to go to some place you're not familiar with.
Oh yeah, we went to a lot of new tracks that first year they had it, and it's fun to drive the different tracks and see what kind of facilities they have. You meet a lot of racer friends, and it's really fun to do that travel, and it just costs a lot of money.
It does take some money, no doubt about that. And the gas prices, I think, are in the back of a lot of racers' minds. So that might be a factor with a lot of people before the season's over.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You can't haul the car to Burlington without spending $50, it seems like.
Who you got helping you as far as pit crew with it?
We got Dan Meyer, Jim Forsyth, and just a bunch of my buddies. Tyler's been helping me a lot putting the car together. And, obviously he built the car, but he's been helping me a lot this winter, helping put it together and make sure I didn't screw anything up and I got it all right. So I got just a lot of friends that help me out, and we have a great time with it.
Who you got for sponsors on it?
We got Farmington Tax and Accounting, Moorfield Electric, All Pro Lawn and Landscape, Donaldson Tire, 5-Star Drywall, TC Chassis, Kinnick on the River, Rolling Hills Farms, and I don't know if I forgot somebody. We got Turbo Wash. He helps us out with the car wash stuff. So just a lot of fun. Couldn't do it without him.
Well, Josh Foster, I'd bet good money this won't be the last time we'll talk to you this season. So thanks for talking with us today. And it probably won't be too long. We'll be talking to you again after a feature win.
I hope you're right, Dave. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks.